Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 514. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started off with a track there for the Ornithologists. That is The Biggest Tits in History by the Magnetic Fields. That's on the new album, Quickies, which came out May 15th, just last week, on Nonesuch Records. You can get that as a 5-7-inch compilation or pick that up digitally like I did. And I think CDs are coming out soon, sometime in June. That is the band's best album since 69 Love Songs. I love short songs. All songs should be short songs. Just a fantastic album there. And he's a witty man, even when you think someone couldn't pull off a song like that. Somehow, Stephen Merritt does. Anyway, I've got a good mix of music for you this week. We're going to jump into some C86 stuff here. This is Jetstream Pony with the track Worthless. And welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We started that set off with Jetstream Pony from Brighton in the UK. The song is called Worthless. It's on the band's self-titled debut, which came out just last week, May 22nd, on Shelf Life Records. That band is the project of Beth Arzee from Trembling Boost Stars and Aberdeen and a million other indie pop bands, as well as Sean Charman from Wedding Present and Pop Guns and lots of other bands and folks from Turbocat and BVs. And anyway, it is a UK indie pop delight. That song there is very representative of the album. If you dug that one, you're going to enjoy that whole album. After that, we heard from Diet Sig. The track was called Broken Body, and it's on the new album, Do You Wonder About Me, which came out on May 1st on French Kiss Records. That band from New York City, I don't know, it's an interesting album. I think there's some tracks that are just way over the top pop, a few that kind of the sweet spot that I enjoyed on the last album, and then that track is just dense AF. It's an interesting album. I think you get to listen to it and decide for yourself, because that's how things work. And speaking of how things work, I guess I should let you know how the Too Much Rock podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This is an excellent choice. This next one here is from Damien Gerardo. The song is called When You Were Few. Thank you. You enjoyed that set there. A little bit of twang, a little bit of folk, a lot of things happening there. All of them, I think, very good. Starting with Damian Girardo, we started that set with When You Were Few from the album What's New Tomboy. Came out May 1st on Mama Bird Recordings Company. He is based out of Seattle, Washington, and that is just a fantastic album. Definitely, you'll be hearing about that album when I'm counting them down at the end of the year. I'll give that one a buy. Not even a listen, just a buy. Before that, we heard from Spiral Stairs with the song Maltese Tea, or sometimes Maltese Terrier, depending on which version of the album you have. The original album was The Real Feel, which came out, I don't know, probably 8 years ago, something like that. But Deluxe Edition just popped up on the Amazing Grease Records website on Bandcamp during those Bandcamp sale days. And I picked that one up because I'm starting to feel Spiral Stairs a little bit more. And I like that track there. And I think the whole album is just better than I thought it was. So it's nice to revisit albums and then say, oh, maybe I was wrong. And then we ended things off there with Daniel Romano with the track Little Shirley Melrose. That is on his album Content to Point the Way, released April 29th on You've Changed Records. Daniel Romano is based out of Welland, Ontario. I think this is probably the third album of his that I've played in the last 3 weeks. And oddly enough, he's just released a new one last week as well. We're getting about an album a week from him, and all of them are fantastic, and all of them feel different. This album is definitely more in line with his first solo record, some classic country. Not quite as, I don't know, textbook as the first, which is a little sad for me because I like a commitment there, but that track there is just fantastic. It reminds me a lot of a Nick Lowe track. It definitely has that swing to it that's just so good. Anyway, I guess I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 514. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at SidMuchRock. Not much going on the website. Not looking at the concert calendar. I think this podcast is all we've got. And, well, it keeps me sane, even maybe even entertains you. Let's hope for the best there. I got one track left for you here, Kansas City Originals, Shiner. The track is called Life as a Mannequin, and it's on the new album Schadenfreude, which the band released themselves, I think, on May 8th of this year. Some of them based in Kansas City still, some in Chicago, I think somebody is in LA. The first album in a very, very long time. And it definitely is a return to form. It is dense, and the Paul Michnowski production on this is just amazing. It sounds fantastic, and it's Shiner. So if you liked Shiner, you're really just going to love this. And if you never liked Shiner, well, this isn't going to change your mind at all. So anyway, we're going to end things here with Shiner. The track is Life as a Mannequin. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.